Esports, they're fun, they're competitive, and they're giving a group of high school kids over at Lorain High a chance to win a state championship, as I'm joined by Lorain Esports head coach Seth Littman, as him and his guys are on to the state tournament later this month, April 26th, down at the University of Akron. Again, the Lorain Esports team in the state tournament. They're competing in the game Valorant, and very, very excited to see what Coach Littman and his guys can do. So, Coach, first and foremost, thank you very much for taking the time to talk with me here today. I'm sure this is a really, really exciting time, not only for you, but that group of kids that are getting ready to compete in that state tournament later this month.
Yeah, it is. They've been working real hard, so they've got the goal of winning it all, and hopefully we perform well.
Now, I do want to talk about, you know, obviously the individuals on the team, kind of the season that's been so far, and maybe some of the expectations for that state tournament. But if it's all right with you, I do want to start with you, Coach. You know, kind of just your background, if you will. You know, I assume you were a gamer growing up, probably still are a gamer, you know, in or out of the competitive scene. Are you still kind of involved with your own personal competitive gaming in addition to, you know, coaching this esports team? Just kind of walk me through your background a little bit, if you could, and maybe sort of how you came to be the head coach of the esports team over there at Lorain.
I actually got pulled into it because a coworker knew that I was a longtime gamer. Uh-huh. So they were like, you're pretty knowledgeable of this. This is kind of your avenue, so you should check it out, and kind of talked me into it. So I applied for it, and here we are. Had a bunch of talent among our student body. And we've been pretty successful. We've had the program now about 2.5 years.
Okay.
And I think, yeah, every year we've made the playoffs or regionals in some form. Last year we placed second at the regional tournament and made it to states. Got bounced out in the quarterfinals on the second day of states. And so players didn't really like it, kind of left a bad taste in their mouth. So they worked really hard basically all season this year and during the off season, and wanted to go back with the hopes of going deeper with trying to win it all.
If you could, Coach, you know, for those of our listeners who maybe don't know about the game Valorant, I'm vaguely familiar with it. I do game a lot of my gamings with like the sports games and maybe some of the you know, games in that realm. But for those who maybe don't know of our listeners, what's the game Valorant all about?
So Valorant is a it's kind of like a stylized shooting game, known as an FPS in the video game world, from a first-person perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 5v5, where they have an objective to go to a site and plant an object for an amount of time. And there's an attacker and a defender, and they go back and forth on attacking side or defensive side. And then when you get 13 points, you basically win the round. Each round has about 90 seconds for planning and strategy, and about 2 to 3 minutes of actual play in that round. And your performance during the round earns you basically in-game points, which determines what you can use to buy certain equipment and loadouts for the next round. So there's kind of some economic factors into it. So
sure,
there's actually a lot of multitasking with the players processing some complex decisions of what's our strategy going to be, how are we going to implement it, and it happens all very quickly.
Very, very cool. Very cool. So you said 5-on-5 now for your individual team, and maybe other schools do it differently, I'm not sure. But so, you know, do you guys have a roster of just five? Are there, you know, quote unquote substitutes that can come in? Kind of walk me through that, if you could. How many guys are on your roster? And maybe, you know, who are some of the individuals that, you know, I'm sure they're all tremendous players, hence why you guys are going to states. But maybe who are some of those individuals that have really, really, you know, stood out for the team in this program?
So esports through Esports Ohio is pretty interesting. They recommend that you have 2 subs on top of the starters you have. So we actually have 7 players with 5 starters and 2 subs.
Okay.
And there's 3 levels of gameplay. So they have the premier level, which is kind of the equivalent of varsity, very experienced play. Reserved is kind of JV, and club is entry level or new. And then there's different games that they offer that are all teen rating. And so as a program, we get to pick, or the players get to pick, what games they actually want to participate in. And that's what I register the teams for.
Oh, okay.
When we meet that starting plus sub requirements. So our first year we fielded a Rocket League team.
Yeah.
And then the last two seasons we've had an Overwatch Club team. And then we've had the Valorant Premier team. And that's the Premier teams are the ones that get to go to the in-person, which is a LAN or live access network tournament, which is where States or Regionals is. And then we have a Valorant Club team for our more beginner players that aren't as experienced with the game.
Okay, awesome, awesome. Very good, very good. So, again, we're talking with Seth Lippman. He's the head coach of the Lorraine Titans esports team, their Valorant Premier team, now that I'm aware of how that all works. They're getting ready to compete at the state tournament April 26th down at the University of Akron. Again, they're competing in the game Valorant. You know, as far as practice goes, Coach, how does that tend to go, I guess? Where do you guys practice? How does that sort of go down? Is it, like you said, sort of the varsity against the JV? Do you guys kind of, you know, go up against each other? Or how does quote-unquote practice work for you guys throughout a given week?
So I think right now we meet, well, during the regular season, we meet about three or four times a week and practice about 2 hours after. So with the video game, there's a lot of online stuff you can do.
Sure.
To find stuff. And a lot of the more competitive games have online websites where you can actually find organized scrimmages or practices against other teams.
Oh, wow.
So our Violent Premier team actually does that a lot. They don't, when they do those scrimmages, they're usually at home. So they log in, you know, from their PCs at home, and then they practice through that. They set up a scrimmage usually around 7 or 8 at night. That's when a lot of the college or like higher ranked teams play. And since my players are pretty high ranked, that's how they find their matchups for that, to get something that is challenging for them to help them get better.
Mm-hmm.
And so the club teams tend to just play through the game naturally, where they can create groups within the game and then they get paired against randoms.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps them, just playing the game just helps them learn, not just get better at the skills of the game, but learning the games and the maps and what each agent does on the maps. So all of that's just kind of practice reps. And then the club team will usually ask the older and more experienced players advice and things like that. And with the information age, there's tons of videos to help gain knowledge, which is, from a coaching standpoint, that's a lot of what this is. My Violent Premier team is, all of them are better than I would ever hope to be. And so it's more about me coaching them on developing good practice habits and, you know, utilizing resources where they look to find new information to help push themselves. The captain of my team just hit the highest rank in the game.
Wow.
So on the North American server, he hit the Radiant rank, which is like top 300 players.
Wow.
I think there's 1.5 million people on it. And
yeah.
So the rest of the starters aren't too far behind them in regards to that. But it's, you know, I'll never be that good. my reaction time slowed down in old age. And he's been that good since, I mean, joined the team as a freshman. He was close to being that good. So it's impressive.
That's awesome. Would you be able to share the name of that young man? Again, that's incredible that he's, you know, essentially, like you said, top 300 in a game where you got well over a million players at any given time.
Yeah, his name's Tristan. Another cool thing about him, there was when we first started this, not every player that joins the team has a PC at home. So one of the things a couple members on the Premier team did, two of the players have since graduated, but they really wanted to get him a PC. So they all kind of did some side jobs and pulled some money together to build one of the players that's actually going to States this year, his first PC.
Oh, wow.
which is pretty cool.
That's amazing.
Which is funny now because his little brother's on the team and like his dad became a PC gamer. So they all became PC gamers based off of this. That's pretty neat.
That is really incredible stuff right there. Coach, two more quick ones for you, if you could, before I let you go, because I do want to ask you, you know, kind of maybe expectations about this state tournament later this month down at the University of Akron. But I guess just from your perspective, Coach, as a whole, with the realm of esports, I mean, and pretty much anybody that's paid attention can see the growth and the evolution that esports has taken on in the last, you know, 5, 10, maybe even more so years than that. Are you surprised at all by that, by how much esports has taken off in the, you know, in recent history? And do you kind of see that continuing moving forward?
A little bit surprised, not so much in actual gaming, but how other avenues have adopted it. A lot of universities have recently started adopting their marketing programs to tailor it towards esports in the digital world, which I think is a really neat space. My first year, I actually had four players go to a college tryout for the University of Akron, and they all performed really well, and one of them was offered to be on the varsity team and accepted.
Wow.
And Akron actually has a pretty top-notch esports program. They were one of the first to get into it. And so it's cool that they can get some college exposure opportunity for that, and they'll get to play at the next level and build a skill and, I mean, maybe go pro if that's, you know, in the cards for him, which is, for my age, something that was, you know, a pipe dream. It was something, right. You know, you thought about being that good or having that opportunity, but it didn't really feel tangible.
Yeah, no question about that. I mean, even when I was growing up, it seemed like, yeah, I mean, you could be good at a game, but, you know, if you're trying to make a career out of that, forget it. But that's, you know, that's certainly a legitimate conversation anymore. And glad you mentioned the success of the esports down there at the University of Akron. I am a former Akron Zip, and I'm well aware of the success that they've had with their esports team. I believe they're national champs in Rocket League for a couple of years now or something like that. So, yeah, awesome stuff that they're doing down there, not just at Akron, but all kinds of universities getting involved with the esports. So, Coach, we can close with this. Maybe just share some expectations for you and the guys as, again, you get ready for the state tournament at the University of Akron April 26th. You guys were dominant in the regionals over at Baldwin-Wallace, as I read in the article. So what are kind of the expectations and just some of the excitement for this month's state tournament?
They've been working really hard. They'll be disappointed if we don't win at all.
Okay.
Our response, or the players' response to our regional performance, is they went home and they reviewed all of our matches and looked at all the things they did wrong and could get better at. So most of them just really proud of how hard they've worked. So whatever the fallout is, I told them, you know, we worked hard, so, you know, we don't have any regrets. But the expectation is that we win it all this year. Like I said, last year kind of left a bad taste in their mouth getting bounced out. We were new and we learned some things the hard way. And so they really wanted to work on that, and they have, and they've worked really hard.
Fantastic. Well, real quick, Coach, but before I do let you go, if there were an individual at Lorraine, you know, whether it be even, you know, middle school down now, or even if they're in high school, if they were interested in becoming a part of esports, whether it, you know, be at the premier level or the club level or anywhere in between, how would they maybe go about doing that and finding out more?
So esports is a little interesting because there's actually two seasons in the school year. One that starts up in the fall. I usually have tryouts about the first week or two back to school, and that's, you know, done through our announcements.
Mm-hmm.
But if anyone has any questions, they can always email me through my work email, which is just slittman@lorraineschools.org, about how, you know, if they're in Lorraine City Schools, and they can reach out to me, and I'm pretty good at getting back to people when I run tryouts. Again, usually in the fall after the first week or two of the school starts, and then I do tryouts again in December because the fall season ends mid-November, and then the winter-spring season picks up early January and runs till usually end of April.
Okay, gotcha. Very good. So, Coach, hey, this has been an awesome conversation, very eye-opening for me in a number of ways. Like I said, I am a gamer and vaguely familiar with kind of how the esports scene goes down, but there are a lot of details that I don't really think I understood or knew about that you kind of helped fill me in on here today, and hopefully our listeners were informed as well. So, great talking with you, great talking about this Lorraine Titans esports team. It sounds like, you know, like you said, these kids, they've been working tremendously hard, and they're ready to compete later this month at the University of Akron. So, Coach Littman, again, thank you very much for the time. Best of luck to you and the guys as you get ready for the state tournament down at Akron this month.
All right. Thank you very much.